time for a beer and a Ruby Murray.
Oh, you've tubbed up rice.
I've had a right enough of you and your Dawsons.
Oh, she sells seashells down at the Michael Barrymore.
I'm so sorry, Rob.
I parked it at the Khyber Pass.
Liberace!
Can you Adam and Eve it with Rob Bullocks?
It's our curse, Rob. It's
right
our
here.
Curse. Yeah, right here. Right here.
Yeah.
Right here.
Yeah.
Hey, right here, everybody. Right Rob Bullocks in the studio with us, which means it's Wednesday, which means it's time for Can You Adam and Eve It?
Right.
Our foray into a world that you weren't ready for.
Nah, I certainly wasn't, and I've been living it for 2 years. I haven't had a lot of sleep sometimes.
You'll find it's okay so far. Yeah. I'm not runstalked about that.
Firstly, she's not here, but I'd just like to say I have one cup of coffee a week. Tess makes me a cup of coffee, and this is the best cup of coffee I've had probably for 2 years. So, thanks,
people,
Tess.
People may not know that about Tess, but she's not here, so we can talk about her freely. There's no way she'll know we're talking about her. But she is she can barista the shit out. She's a high quality barista.
She gave me the cup, and she'd done a little like fern leaf thing in it. And I took a photo of it. That's the first time I've ever done that.
You took a photo of your coffee.
I took a photo of my coffee. Make
your barista happy.
Yeah.
Take a photo of your coffee. Yeah.
Made me really happy as well. Okay, get into it.
And maybe wash your dishes.
This story, as I said earlier on, it's amazing. It's about everything, really, when you think about it. And it's, here we go. For many years, HEH plus, the helium hydride ion, was thought to be the first molecule formed after the Big Bang aftermath. That in itself is blimey away.
I like the way they say thought, because it's a hard one to peg, isn't it, I suppose?
Yeah.
Or maybe it's not. Maybe it's not.
Well, this is the thing. However, no one could detect its whereabouts. Now, when I read that first off, I thought, well, none of this makes any sense to me. They're talking about something they can't find that was the first thing after the Big Bang.
Yeah.
And they can't find it.
But they can deduce it.
Yeah.
With their deducers.
Well, now with the help of a NASA Airborne Observatory, scientists have finally found the universe's earliest molecule in space. Scientists with Germany's Max Planck Institute.
So good. Yeah.
Max Planck Institute. That made me laugh. I don't know why. Max Planck.
Maximilian Planck.
Planck Institute for Radio Astronomy used a telescope on NASA's Stratospherical Observatory for Infrared Astronomy, or SOFIA.
Lovely.
That's called, right? To locate that HEH plus in a planetary nebula, which is a type of emission nebula consisting of an expanding glowing shell of an ionized gas ejected from a red giant stars late in their lives.
Say again, which is...
In a planetary nebula, which is a type of emission nebula consisting of an expanding glowing shell of ionized gas ejected from a red giant star late in their lives.
Amazing.
So this is just, I'm actually, at this point when I'm reading it, I was actually taking it in, and in my mind, I was...
Your own cosmic cloud was expanding.
Yeah, I could see it going around in my head. Anyway, are observed in more distant galaxies, yielding useful information about their chemical abundances. See, I wouldn't have understood any of that.
But then you're on top of it. You're on top of it.
Well, 75%.
Yeah.
Or 80%, I suppose, on a good day. The team which published their findings, rather than putting them in a drawer, like a scuff school.
Oh, that's...
Oh,
that'd be a poem, of course.
I pulled in last stuff from last week, just in case anybody's paying attention.
You're on the game.
Can now explore how HEH plus might have contributed to the early foundations of our universe and why it's important to the chemistry occurrences we know today. So this is the way I see it. Tell me if I'm wrong. Big Bang happens. You've got these little bits floating around, and now here we are.
Yeah.
Basically, that's it, isn't it?
That's all worked out pretty well.
It's really good. Okay, was developed... The Big Bang, HEH plus, was developed in a molecular bond when protons and helium atoms joined together. Eventually, these molecular bonds would divide into hydrogen molecules and helium atoms. Both of these elements exist in large quantities throughout the universe. You getting all this?
Yeah.
And there's an arrival time for which came first, eh?
Yeah.
Which is
the chicken or the egg. In 1925, scientists were able to study the HEH plus molecule in a laboratory. And since then, scientists have been trying to study how it played its role in the early days of the universe. It's just, can I keep going with this?
Sure.
According to Max Planck Institute, finding HEH plus in space has been a great astronomical challenge for many years. The chemistry of the universe began with it. This is just blowing my mind. Is it blowing your mind? Is it just me?
I'm just trying to get my head around it. I'm just following the tail as you're telling it.
The lack of definitive evidence of its very existence in interstellar space has been a dilemma for a long time. Rolf Gunston of the Max Planck Institute said in a press release, in the late 1970s, astrochemical models suggested the possibility that HEH plus might exist in a detectable abundances in local astrophysical nebulae and would be easiest to observe in planetary nebula ejected by stars in their last stage of their lifetime.
Just ejecting that nebula.
Yeah, just the way you go, I've had enough of you.
Like a pimple.
Oh, this, I don't know, this, is this too complicated?
No, I'm all aboard.
HEH plus is predicted to form.
But HEH plus, you think they might have come up with might have branded that a little bit better?
Is predicted to form when radiation of a star reaches temperatures of more than 100,000 degrees. Despite attempts to detect.
What's the lowest amount of radiation a star would emit? Because, 100,000 degrees sounds ridiculously hot, but I mean, it's a star.
Yeah.
You know, it's going.
Yeah.
It's on.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
But what it freaks me out is how they work all this out.
I know.
Here we are sitting on this little planet. All this stuff, like the where they're getting this information from, is like 3,000 light years from the Earth.
I'm at a loss of how they do that as well. Actually, with the whole, you mean just look at peering back in time, but then they've come to some sort of conclusion they've always thought the universe is expanding, but now it might be going back in on itself or something.
I don't know.
I don't know. And then you start talking about time travel, and then it's just like, what if you take something to as far as if you're able to go quicker than anything was ever, you went to the edge of the universe, and then you'd just be back where you started because there's no edge anyway. So,
the thing is, I've got pages of it actually. I've got far too much here. But my big thing is, I can't find it. If that was the first thing that started after the Big Bang, why isn't it everywhere? Why can they only see it 3,000 light years away when a star
explodes?
You're
so greedy because you want everything, don't you?
Wow.
Because you want to have all the molecules and all the fancy bits and bobs.
Well, yeah.
It's like, I mean, this is like, I mean, Rob, you're just going to have to wait. You're just going to have to wait until finally your human soul.
Yeah.
It dissipates into, and you become at one with the universe, and we all become the one vibration existing all as one for all time as one.
Yeah.
In love, just got together in unity and love.
Oh, I've got to tell you this last thing. Where they found all this going on, it's called
Labs.
NGC 70270. There's a plane that the observatory is on a plane, and the reason they fly up high is because the Earth is opaque.
That plane was here. It was flying over the South Island, actually.
Okay, because the Earth's opaque, at a certain point, they've got to get above it so they can get the signals in, which is what they're doing.
Which must be cool fun.
Yeah. The place is called NGC.
Well, it might be quite boring.
70270 is a very young and dense planetary nebula located around 3,000 light years from Earth in the constellation Cygnus.
Beautiful.
Brilliant. Beautiful. So all this stuff's going on and it's...
And that's what's going on out there.
Yeah.
I mean, then start talking about what's going on inside you.
Yeah.
And start talking about microbes and bacteria and the fact that your body's 70% made up of, maybe it's more than that.
Yeah.
Of the actual solids and like you're basically water and bacteria, basically, and a little bit of something else, and some DNA and some bits and bobs.
Also, this is
I just want to, neither Rob or I are professional scientists, just so you know, in case you've been lured into thinking that.
We are citizen scientists.
Citizen scientists.
Which you can be, if you're in France, you can be a citizen scientist.
I say to Richard
scientist.
Dawkins, we're like drive-through science fans.
Yeah.
I'll have a bit of that and a bit of that and tell us about black holes, mate.
but that's it. Well, what I've learned from this is there's a lot of information. You do not stop learning, people. open your mind. And don't, there's so much shit going on out there, for the
love of the universe, don't take it for granted. There's so much amazing. If you're having one of those days where you just wake up and you've stubbed your toe and your pay didn't go through, and you know maybe you've lost your job. But you know, if you're having one of those, just take a moment to just focus on just how wild everything is.
Yeah.
Seriously, a tree? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Stars? Oh. What are you talking about?
What are you talking about? Very quick.
Humans? Eyes? Nostrils? Breathing?
Birds?
Blood? Birds?
Watch birds take off just before a car hits them.
Pyramids?
As far as a bird's concerned, it's going really, really slow. I went to go and catch a bus the other day.
Humboldt Squid.
At the top of my road is a church, right?
Churches?
I've got a question. And they had a cross. And then next to the cross, they had like this washing line. What? With sticks in, and they had like a red thing around the cross, like a scarf. And then on the washing line was all this like coloured washing. Then after Christmas, all the washing was white. And the red thing had turned white as well. I want to know what the significance of that is. I'm not being sarcastic or taking the mickey. I've got a genuine question. What sort of church? Presbyterian. It was a Presbyterian church.
Presbyterian. Right.
And I just wondered what was that like, they're hanging out.
All right, there's a challenge out to our Presbyterian listeners. Come on, Presbyterians. Yeah. 309-3879 or text your answers into 5395. Ladies and gentlemen, Rob Bollocks.
Thank you.
Can you Adam and Eva with Rob Bollocks?
She's undone her sea monster chain.
Thank you very much, my son.